I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
And radio. It really whips the hedgehog's ass.
Hey, it's that time of the week again. That time where you reevaluate your tastes in what you listen to online. That's right, it's time for RSN Live. And what do I have for you this week? Not that much, surprisingly. Not that much at all. Not that much happened this week. Or, well, the past 7 days. At least nothing significant. I don't really go to the message boards anymore, so I don't have a reference as to what's really going on in the Sonic community, other than what Reddit tells me. That's right, I go to Reddit. Oh, before I get too far into this, if you guys are listening to the podcast, if you ever want to stop in and do some live stuff, interact with me, what have you, and do it in real time, you can always hang out in the IRC chat rooms I hang out in during these shows. They are spread out over two networks, Surreal Chat, which is just irc.surrealchat.net. The channels there are Sonic Stadium, Radio Sega, and Radio Nintendo. Or you can hang out on the AfterNet side in the RSN chat. Pretty cool. So, if you want to hang out, at least on the RSN website, when you go to the chat now, let's say you get to the RSN chat room, you're just going to click on the web option, because I'm sure you would have connected by now if you had an IRC client. Just click the web option. Pretty cool. Pretty standard. Doesn't require Java, so it's not going to kill your computer. I wish Surreal Chat would get on the ball on that one. But oh well. That's how things are. I almost didn't have a show tonight, by the way. Because my hosting company, not the one I run, but the one that hosted my server, their system got a little angry at my server and nullrooted it for a little bit. Yeah, but we're back and we're doing all right. Only an hour outage. Meh. So I think I'm just gonna go ahead and dig in some music here. So if you wanna give me a moment, I'll go ahead and actually, I did not clear this playlist out. I did not think this thing through again. But that's the joy of this, isn't it? I don't think things through, and you guys get to reap the benefits of me sounding like a crazy bastard. I'll probably talk a little bit of some other things that I've been finding interesting. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and throw some Sonic Generations at you. As soon as I can find the folder. There it is. See, it's not labeled like the rest of them, so it's like at the very bottom of my list because of the way I have things organized, so it's really chaotic. Anyways, get careful about that burp. Here you go, got some Rooftop Run Modern Sonic for you.
Thank you.
Alright, so I'm back. And what's going on right now is I'm going over a Tumblr album that Chaddix has linked to. The title is just Oh Boy, and it's just looking at all the messed up panels from the Archie Sonic the Hedgehog comics. And I have to say, I'm kind of laughing because it focuses on all the bad art, mainly. That's its shtick. That's its thing. That's what they do. They find bad art in it, and they just go, look at it! Look at it and laugh! And it never ceases to amaze me. I don't know why. I don't know why. I guess I'm just easily amused. There's another one of these Tumblr albums. Again, this one, it's labeled Oh Boy, but if you want to go to it, it's just called A Moment of ArchieSonic.tumblr.com. The other Tumblr album, which I've been in quite frequently, thanks to Jay Zeech, is Sonic Reactions. It's called Sonic Reacts on the webpage. I don't know why, or at least that's what the logo says, Sonic Reacts, but it's called Sonic's Reactions. Okay, again, same thing, just random screenshots from the cartoons and games, and just adding some kind of witty line of text on the images. So, I don't know, we got stone-looking silver saying, dude, what? It's funny in my head. That's all that really matters, right? I don't have to impress you. Well, I do, guys. I guess I do have to impress you guys to keep listening, huh? And we're going right to the beer. So that's pretty much it right now. I'm just reading or looking over these bad comic drawings, and I'm thinking to myself, I've really missed out. I never really read the comic series. Never touched them. That being said, I do have that Archie comic that I got from the Segathon for donating. Because donating's good, man. Especially when it's going to a good cause. So if you got the money, and you got a donation drive going on, and it's for a good cause, I'd say just go for it. You'll feel better. You'll feel awesome. Awesome. Other than that, I guess I can just, continue my rant about how bad drivers are in Illinois. I think it was, I want to say Sunday. We're having some rain, so my drive home consisted of people not understanding that, you should, slow down, be more careful when you're driving in the rain. There is no need to slam on your brakes as soon as you hit a bit of rain. My rage. That is my rage. My road rage for the week is just people, oh my god, there's rain, screech. And not just screech on a side street, but screech on a freaking highway. We really need to be more like Germany in terms of their licensing. I hear that in Germany, it's pretty much you screw up like once or twice, you're done. You're off the road, they take your license, go bye-bye. And we really need to do something like that here, because our drivers suck. I'm sure it's bad everywhere, but keep in mind, I don't leave Illinois that often. And it's Illinois, not Illinois. Go ahead and just segue that somehow into another track. But which track will he choose? Oh no, I'll just keep talking for a little bit. I don't want this to be a quote-unquote music cast, as I've heard some people complain about. Which, okay, I guess it's a valid point. I mean, the stream is music 24/7, the last thing you need is a little bit of talking in between music, right? That's not the point of it, I guess. But I will change this music to my old standby. Yeah, my old standby. Sorry, it's been a long day for me. Being a long day. And that host issue earlier today didn't help. Especially when I get friggin' 10 emails at once. Oh my god, your server's down. And then I'll cluster to get it back online, but we're good. We're good for now. I'm gonna be looking around, obviously, because I can't keep having this happen every other month. I just can't keep up with that. And if it happens while I'm at work, oh, that's even more of a friggin' issue. There's only so much I can do from work. Right, back to looking for music. What do we got? Oh, we'll go with that. Go with this remix. Or, it's not really... I guess it is remix. Thank you. We're back. 3 minutes and 49 seconds, and I'm back. Alright. So, what else can I really talk about here? I mean, like I said, there's really not much going on that's really changed. And that's presenting a problem for me, because I still have another 35 minutes to kill. Thank you, clock. Thank you. I don't know, maybe I should switch to doing this like every other week, I guess. I don't know. We'll certainly see. I'm not really one to try to skimp out, though. That's a problem. I usually try to keep things going. Sorry, I got hair getting in my eye. Cool. And you can hear the sound of my glasses going. That's one of my complaints about this headset. I never explained this to somebody else, but it picks up everything. That's actually why I have to have the talk bed music. Because if I have it off, here, I'll turn it off right now. Here, you can literally pretty much hear almost everything that's going on in this room. You know, take my glasses, you can hear that. You know, drink beer. You can hear that. You can hear pretty much anything. This mic is super sensitive for some reason, which the audio quality is alright. I just don't like it being this sensitive, you know what I mean? So, that's why I usually have some background music going, because it just sounds weird to me. It sounds creepy and weird. I know there's some people that forego the music and just do whatever, but, it's cool for them, but for me, I just... So anyways, not that much going on. I mean, you all heard about SOPA being taken down for now. I mean, they're talking about ACTA now, which is apparently being signed. I have... crap, a mandatory update. Sorry, I read my emails through the show. Which, by the way, if you want to send me something, it's voice@randomsonicnet.org. And I'm not on that account right now. I'm on a different account, and that one happens to be synced into the Half-Life dedicated server mailing list, because I actually run a TF2 server on the RSN server. If you ever feel like getting frustrated and pissed off, that's where you should go. I'm not going to mince words. The main server is literally there to piss you off. It's got offensive imagery, words, what have you. I do run a clean server if you guys actually want a clean server. But clean servers aren't fun. The whole point of playing these is to go to the custom servers. Anyways, I'm saying crap because I see a mandatory TF2 update, which means I have to do some work on my server to fix things. And it's a pain. It's a pain because I always change my settings or my. I guess it's. They keep overriding my changes, and I keep having to write them back. That's my problem. That is my problem. But what have you? I mean, they gotta update the servers, and I guess. I gotta overwrite files to do that, so that's my personal hell. You'd be surprised how complicated it can be running a server. I mean, I know it's complicated running a website. Like, you know, some of these websites are really complex if you really think about it, all the work that's involved in keeping them up. Now, add on top of that, you know, actually, RSN itself really isn't that hard to do upkeep on. It's really simple. But I run so many different things now. I've got this Icecast server going. I've got TF2 going, I've got Minecraft going, I've got IRC servers going. I've just got a whole bunch of things going. So, on top of maintaining the website, I have to maintain the server. And most of these websites that you go to are usually just on web hosting, you know, sites. They're not... Let's take this time to go into the different tiers of hosting, shall we? So, I'm actually going to turn the music down for this. That's actually ending. That's not, now I'm turning it down. But let us go over the different tiers of hosting there is. So, at your basic level, you have web hosting, which is what most of the sites use. It's basically you get X amount of space on a server, maybe a SQL database, your standard LAMP configuration, which stands for Linux, Apache, MySQL, and the P can be either be PHP or Python or Perl. Most of them go with PHP or Perl nowadays. And that's it. You just have storage space for your website, a database. That's it. Maybe an email address. That's... So, after that, you go up into the VPS territory. And what VPS stands for is Virtual Private Server. Basically, in layman's terms, you take one big computer that's got all these fancy specs on it. Maybe it's got like 4 Xeon 6-core processors and 32 gigs of RAM. And you use special software, like in my case, I've been playing around with Xen. But you can use a VMware or VirtualBox, and it will basically split that main server into separate mini servers running on it at the same time. And so with a VPS, you would have access to one of these mini servers. It's like a full server, only you don't get the full resources of it. You get a tiny slice of the pie, as it were. After that, you move into the category that I'm currently in, which is a dedicated server hosting. In a dedicated server hosting environment, you're leasing a server, an entire server for yourself. And that's what I'm doing. So, in the scale of complexity in terms of managing things, web hosting is pretty simple. You don't really have to do much, just update your files, stuff like that. VPS gets a little more complicated, but in terms of like a popular VPS host would be Linode, you can just do a template install and back up your files if something gets messed up, and then just do a template reinstall of your virtual private server, and you're completely set. Dedicated server is probably the most challenging / difficult in that you are essentially the sole person in charge of that server. The hosting company is just responsible for the space, the bandwidth, the electricity. You are responsible for everything else. So if your server gets hacked, it's on you. If the hard drive fails, depending on the hosting company, either they pay to replace it or you do. So there's a lot of ins and outs, what have yous. That's web hosting broken down for you in layman's terms. There's one more category which I haven't mentioned, but that's because I don't think anyone in the Sonic community really uses it, and that's colocation hosting. In colocation hosting, you buy the server and you basically are renting space from a colocation host. So you give them your server and say, here, put this in your rack space, what have you. And then after that, it becomes like a dedicated server. You're responsible for everything else. So, there you go. That's a very, very brief explanation of hosting. And I killed a little bit of time doing that. I don't really... I guess I could go into details like operating systems, but I don't think that'd be a good idea. Do you? I mean, I can tell you this. In the grand scheme of things, most web hosting... Well, most websites out there are probably running off of your standard Apache, MySQL, and PHP setup. That's because it's popular. Everyone loves it. That being said, Apache and MySQL are being challenged by, I believe, Light HTTP is the challenging web server technology. And, crap, I can't remember how to pronounce it, but it starts with a P for the SQL replacement. It's crazy. And I think that's about it for education time on this podcast, don't you think? I think I've bored you guys enough, somewhat. Maybe, maybe not. I'm running dry on topics here, folks. I didn't really think this week through. This is basically what's probably going to happen. The rest of this episode is just me talking about random objects, things, what have you. So, in the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and play another track for now. And we'll be back. We'll be right back.
Here comes Supersonic. I kill Dr. Robotnik. Supersonic dance attack.
And we're back. Sweet. That was a long break, wasn't it? Oh, well. So, what else can we go on about here, huh? I mean, I got 15 minutes left. Still going over this comic thing. And again, interesting art. You know, none of the... They only make it suggestive based on their commentary on it. But isn't that how it always works, folks? Look at that traffic go. Sorry, I've just been monitoring the traffic on my server since it started up. Back up, rather. What else can I really say? I mean, during that break, I just read... Well, I've seen it like a dozen times before, so it's really not that shocking, but, you know... The end result of what happens when you stand in front of a giant jet frickin' engine. Let's just say it slices and dices. Although, it does destroy the engine. Let's see. You know what? I know a great way to get some discussion on this going. Let's hit up the Steam forums and see what the rants are today about Sonic games, shall we? That's my one source of awesomeness, I guess. You know, like I said before, it's the people that buy games that clearly are way too much for their computer. But they don't read that. They install it. Didn't read the specs. Because, you know, friggin' Pentium 4 with 1 gig of RAM is really going to run Sonic Generations, right? And so, what you usually end up getting is a bunch of, this doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Oh, that was a weird cut. Alright. I see your angle. I'll do that. And so, again, like I said, it makes me laugh to read this because it's just... The specs are right there on the Steam page saying what you should have before you buy this game. But then people will inevitably buy it, not check the specs, find out they can't run the game, and suddenly, it's a crappy port, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't work. No, you didn't read the specs, and now you're paying for it. And this brings up another point of mine. People can try to correct me all they want, but... I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I personally think PC gaming is better than console gaming. I'll get into that arena. Why not? First off, as I've pointed out many times before, with the... actually, you know what? I think I hit this rant last week. I can't listen now to see if I've done it. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and play the high road here and just potentially not copy last week's episode. Let's move on. Let's back to my thing about people not checking specs. Anyways, you see it all the time. It's just people, and you might think that some of those posts that, you know, well, I bought this game for my PlayStation 3 and it doesn't work. Well, that's because it's an Xbox 360 game. You might think that that's fake, but I guarantee you somebody has done that. It's just crazy what people will completely drop the ball on. And then we wonder how things advance in this world. That being said, Sonic 4 episode 1 did come out on Steam, and it's a very strong possibility that Sonic 4 episode 2 will be on Steam. So, what can I say about this? I mean, I'm a PC gamer. I like it. It's my thing. It's my shtick. I love PC gaming. It's nice. So, naturally, I'm looking forward to it. I will say this. I did buy Sonic 4 on the PlayStation 3. And Casino Street Zone can go to hell. I don't know who designed Act 3. It can go to hell. I don't know how. I should have foreseen the frustration that was going to come when that level was handing out 1-ups like candy. Let's just say I started Act 3 with 20 lives, and I got all the way down to 1 life left before I finally beat that level. And it's those damn cards. Those damn cards at the end of the level that as soon as you jump on them, they start flipping over. And at first I was like, well, maybe I'll just jump on it and don't even wait, just sprint. But as soon as you do that, the cards catch up to you and you fall through the floor and you die. And I literally thought I had reached a point where it is impossible to beat this level. But then you jump back, let the thing do its little flip, let the card come back, and then you run. And then you beat the game, as it were. So, now you know how to beat that level. I haven't gotten past their, I'm just gonna call it what it is, their Labyrinth Zone remake. I haven't really played it much yet. I kind of stopped last week because I had to go to work. And I haven't picked it back up. Because I've been playing PC games. Somewhat. I shouldn't try to exaggerate on that, because I know people will go and check my Steam profile and be like, dude, you didn't play any games. Stuff. That also brings up another interesting conundrum of mine. I have the Beatles Rock Band, and I don't know how this happened, but I plugged my drum kit into that 4-port hub you get with the game, and now it thinks it's a microphone, and there is no way that I've found yet to get it to reorganize itself as a drum kit like it is. This is the strangest things that happened to me. I have no idea what's up with that, and apparently I haven't done it yet, but I'm thinking the only way to fix it is to delete all the game data off the PlayStation 3, but I don't want to do that because I have downloaded content, and the last time I downloaded something from Sony prior to this, I didn't read the terms of the agreement, and the terms of the agreement said you only get 1 download. Once you delete it, it's gone. So, that is my current situation on the PlayStation 3. I now have a drum kit that thinks it's a microphone. And I am damn afraid of trying to fix it. Of the potential consequences. The Xbox 360 is still doing nothing. The Brobox, as I've heard it been called, the Brobox 360. And then the Wii's just sitting there. They aren't doing anything right now. Because, like I said, I'm a major PC gamer. I bought Generations on the PC. I love it on the PC. It looks awesome on the PC. It's actually a comparison image. I have noticed, though, that the comparison image really doesn't count because the console images are taken during the, you know, the Ring Blast, where the PC version isn't. So. But, hey, you can do a bunch of awesome things on it. Cool. And I'm waiting for all the mods to come out, too. Because It's kind of like another. I have a lot of complex conundrums. There's some websites I won't visit, and I'm not going to name it, but I think everyone knows which website I'm talking about when I say apparently this is the only one that's really got the mods at the moment. I just don't like their community. That's all I'll say. And I'm not going to talk trash because I'm an adult about this. I'm just going to leave it at that. My personal opinion. What else can I do? What else can I do? I'm actually there's a ton of this chat room always is empty. there's a nice mod set I usually hang out at. ModDB, and I'm hoping that these Sonic Generations mods make it there. If they can make it there, they can make it anywhere. It's just an always cool place to hang out. FPS Banana is a good place too. I'm rambling. Last week's episode was Rant Night. This is Ramble Night, presented by Voice. I always do that for episodes. What is up with that? I have these, like, things that I do that I don't understand why I do them. It's like in the chat room. I'll just randomly type out I'll do it now. I don't actually say that when I do that, but I actually do just randomly type it out. I guess it's something I do when I'm bored. Holy crap. That's a lot of emails. Sorry, I'm getting easily distracted again. It's that easily distracted voice moment where I start zoning out like, whoa, whoa, you're doing a show, buddy. But you know what? We're actually approaching the end of it, which is kind of cool. So, I'm going to pull up one more song. And I'm going to call it a night on this. So crazy, system. Let's see if you guys can. Well, you guys all know what this is. Everyone knows what it is. Actually, you know, I'm not. We'll play you, sir. We will play you. Oh, wow, that's a pretty long one, too. Well, I guess that will end at the show. So. This has been your lazy host voice. Hopefully next week I'll have more things to talk about. But until then, you can go ahead and enjoy this. And thanks for listening, man.
are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.